you do look in the mirror, how do you evaluate the first four games that you've played just as a whole?
Yeah, just need to be more efficient, continue to take care of the football, but be aggressive at the same time and just make more plays for this offense while just playing within the offense and being myself and continue to be a leader. And then we just need to score more points. You've seen us moving the ball. We just need to continue to not make mistakes and then finish with points. So we just need to score more.
How do you get a chemistry with Inman without really playing?
Just throwing. I mean, we're already working in practice. We're working after practice. So just continue to rep those routes and it'll come. And he's got a big frame and he runs really good routes. So he's an easy guy to throw to. He's very ball savvy. So just continue to rep that chemistry along with the other guys, and we're going to continue to get better.
When you look at the late situations, the Vikings game and the Saints game didn't go your guys' way, but the Ravens game did. When you look at those late situations, what are some of the threads, the seeds that are planted in your mind that you guys need to be more efficient at or do better at?
Yeah, just the two-minute trifecta. So just coming out with a positive drive starter, no negative plays, and then have an explosive play. And then usually that results in good points. Or good plays for us. So if we could get that and just keep getting better and finish in the end zone or finish with points, whatever situation it is, that's what we need to do.
Mitch, when you look at when you self-scout mechanically, have you seen anything that's maybe a reason for some of the accuracy stuff? Have you seen anything mechanically you want to work on this week?
When my feet are right and my eyes are right, I'm on the money. But when I change up or do the wrong footwork or my base isn't good because the rush in the pocket, that's usually when the inaccuracies come. So just continue to work on my base and my footwork and doing the right drops and have my eyes in the right spot, and then usually on the money.
What's your outlook as you continue to work with Trey? I mean, obviously he was a late arriver, and then you got Dontrell here now. And so yeah, you're going to get some continuity with this receiving core, presumably coming out of the bye. What's your outlook for just what you can build with that group?
Just continue to get better every day. Stay hungry. It's not like we've been throwing together for a long time, so we still need to build that chemistry, get on the same page, and once we really start to know each other, know where I'm going to put the ball, know where they're going to be in the routes, then I think you'll start to see more explosive plays in the offense, and we'll just start rolling even more.
As a starting quarterback, you look at the atmosphere, the vibe in the locker room, the bye week, looking ahead to the second half of the season. How would you characterize it?
It's good. We didn't finish the last game how we wanted, but we're hungry. And I think guys are going to really utilize this break to spend some time with their family because that's important as well. But we're going to come back ready to work and get back after it and make a run this second stretch.
Have you been able to talk to Zach the last couple days?
Yeah, I've talked to him a little bit. I just ask that everyone continue to keep him in your prayers, think about him all the time, and just continue to pray for him and hope he's doing better. But it's a tough situation, and we're all thinking about him and pray for him.
How much will this locker room miss him?
You can't put a number or an amount on it. You can't. He's irreplaceable. So we love Zach, and he knows that. So whatever he needs, we got to provide that and just be there for him and his family.
Last one, Brad. Mark Sanchez kind of meant to you, having him around here since day one.
Yeah, Mark's been good. Yeah. He's a great mentor. He's really smart. He knows the game. He helps me a lot situationally, how to watch film, how to study. He just provides that juice that I need. Can never be down. Like, everyone's looking at me. He continues to remind me that. So, like, even on days like this when everyone's looking to maybe relax or go spend time with his family, that he's like, hey, Mitch, you need to bring juice to practice this week, because if you bring the juice, then everyone else is going to be practicing well. And I think that's why we had two good days of work. And he's like that in all other areas to help me out. So he's been huge.
How has he helped with, like, your scheduling and getting things every in order that comes with being quarterback?
Yeah, so everyone has their own schedule that works for them, and I stick to mine, but he definitely has his recommendations and what works and what to watch. But we got a great quarterback room. Mark and Mike both helped me a lot, and Coach Rags helped me a lot as well. So it's working, and I'm definitely prepared on a week-to-week basis.
All right, thanks, everybody.